Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. So does the world. So does our world. It starts with each of us. We come together now each day to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, or prosperity. It starts with each of us. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm Guy to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 102. Put your faith in love, not fear and control. Put your faith in love, not fear and control. I love this message. I can't say that I always practice it. I believe, just like you, I also am on this path of mastering full enlightenment. This is a key message. Put your faith in love, not fear and control. It's just that simple. Whatever you are facing, wherever you are, at every moment, you have a choice. You choose to select to come from fear and controlling a situation, or to come from faith. You choose to act from fear and all of its cousins, or you choose to act from love. You choose to speak from fear, anger, control, and all that comes with the word fear? Or do you choose to speak from love? At every moment, you have a choice. Every moment. In a sense, we are retraining ourselves to be who we naturally are, to, in essence, rewire ourselves from what we have become, a learned experience and a learned reactive being, to back to our true natural state, a being centered in love. So let's break it down. We're told, put your faith. Faith means to trust. Unquestioningly, it's a belief, especially in a higher source, whether you call it God or something else, completely. Total confidence is faith in this beingness, God essence, whether you call it Mother, Father, God, higher self, universal intelligence. This God essence, who you are, putting your faith in love, we're told. Love. Love being what many people call actually the energy of God. Divine love. This affection, we're told, to come from this affection, from a passion for another. This is love. And to have this faith in love is this complete trust. It's believing in total reliability and confidence in this essence called love. There's no misgivings, no doubt, no second guessing. It's complete and total acceptance, confidence. And confidence is to be assured, certainty, believing in the trustworthiness of this power, this source, this beingness, as real, reliable, honest, and will always come through for you. This is really what we're asked to do, to believe in the power of divine love. Think about it. Every time you speak, whether you're formally doing it or not, you are making a prayer. And you are putting your faith in something or someone. And when we pray, we're more conscious of it, that we're putting our faith in the power of God or divine love. When you do make these statements, we are told to totally believe it is true. And so it's incumbent upon us to speak and to, more importantly, feel as if it is already done. Total belief in the assuredness that it is already done. That takes us out of hoping and wishing and begging and anticipating. It's here and now. Coming from this place, in this present moment, acting as if, feeling in our heart as we speak, as we think. It is done. This is putting your faith in love. Unquestioning belief in the trustworthiness and reliability and the certainty in the abilities of this higher power. This higher power that resides in you. And that means you have confidence in you as well. That's a sticky point for a lot of people. We believe God can do it, but we can't. After all, we're just humans. And yet, when you believe so completely in this power of God, and there is no separation between you and God, that's when you can soar past the seeming mountains in your life. That's when your inner strength, that knowingness, clarity, is here for you now. I'm not talking ego. I'm talking a humble yet absolutely strong presence that you and God are one and therefore victorious. That's the place to be, we are told. And every time you step out of that knowingness, that total faith and confidence, trust in the power and presence of divine love, it doesn't matter how many times you may make your request or declare something true, as in prayer. As soon as you step into any form of fear, anxiety, concern, second-guessing, doubting, wondering, questioning, as soon as you step into any form of fear, it's as if you pulled the plug on what has been waiting for you now. It's as if you closed the door on what's ready to come through for you now. It's as if you pull down the blinds so the light cannot come through for you now. It's still there. You just stopped the progress. It's still there. You can't close out God. You can put your good, though, on hold. We control that. So when you go into fear, and or you decide you want it this way, and you try to tell the universe how to give it to you, it tends to not happen. It's like we pulled back. We yanked ourselves back. We're so close, and we came up short. This image just came to mind. I don't know if you ever played pinball. I did this a lot as a kid, as a teenager, and a young adult. I just loved that game. I can't tell you why. And when I was just in a playful state, loving it, I was really good at it. And then that last ball, they'd give you like five balls, and the last ball would show up. And for some reason, I would tense up. I'd get into this wanting to do it right mode. Didn't want to miss. Didn't want to mess up mode. And you know what happened, of course. I blew it. That's what happens when we go into fear and attempt to control the outcome. It starts with our feelings and our thoughts. It's not even our actions. They are a result of our feelings and our thoughts. And so every time we go into that fear and that control, concerned state, we mess it up. Just the opposite of what we want to happen is what happens. Putting your faith in love is allowing yourself to play in this garden of delight. It's this knowingness, all is well. It's only getting better and better for me. It's completely trusting that God, the universe, your higher intelligence knows exactly what you need when you make your request, when you make your prayer. And that or something better comes forth. This is the power of complete faith in divine love. There's no looking back. There is no second guessing. To put your faith in love is complete trust and confidence, unquestioning belief in the power and presence of divine love, your higher intelligence, your higher self, your soul self, and your entire angelic team to come through for you. That is coming from your heart self, from this higher knowing part of you. Our ultimate goal in life, no matter what you think you're here to achieve in life, is to be one with this heart self. To not get distracted and off your path by fear and control, by worry and concern, by anticipation and fright. It is to stay centered, grounded in the power and presence of source energy, divine love, in you now, allowing this power and this presence to work in and through and around and for you now. And when you do, magnificent things happen for you, for all of us. I know as human beings, we all have human concerns. There are bills to pay, people to satisfy, things we feel are so important to achieve. And they're all important. I understand. And we are here today receiving the message that what is more important and critical first is to put your faith not in those outward things, or people, or situations. Put your faith in love. Be grounded in love before you act, before you speak. Be grounded in divine love. And stay here when you speak and when you act. Allow divine love to guide you, inspire you, attract to you all as in your highest and best good. Allow yourself to unfold as the most fragrant rose. Unfold open up, release this power that's within you, this power of all good that's within you. And like this fragrant rose, attracting to you all that you need to expand and take your essence out into the world and multiply it. So there's even more of you and more good to come in and through and to you now. Put your faith in divine love. Be aware of those moments that you go into fear in whatever shape it shows up. Catch it. Come back. Repeat your absolute faith in this now perfect moment. Affirm, God is working perfectly in my life now. Divine love is working perfectly in my life now. All is well and getting better and better. And don't do it as a robot. Feel it. Connect as we do in meditation, even for a moment, with the strength, power, and presence, peace, and harmony of divine love within you. Come back to your home. Come back to your source. Then, as you feel the truth again, you may affirm whatever it is that you desire, which is truly the opposite of whatever the fear brought up. Affirm it from this energy of divine love. And then continue on. It only needs to be a few moments. 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Even if you do it 10, 12, 20 times a day, and you may in the beginning be willing to come back over and over to divine love. Nurture yourself with the energy of divine love. Retrain your internal wiring to come back to your true nature, the nature as a child who simply knows all is well. They're always taken care of and provided for. And the world is here for them. It's a glorious, curious, amazing place. Put your faith in love, dear ones, not fear and control. Allow your higher self, the higher intelligence of the universe, Mother God, Father God, in and through you, to prove you right. All is well. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Breathe in. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Becoming one with your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall. As you focus on your heart center, coming to rest at the center of your being. Noticing the light inside of you, perhaps spinning, revealing the energy pulsating within you. energy of divine love within you. Simply be here now. In its inner cosmos, sea of tranquility within you. As if you come to the shore of a still, quiet lake. So inviting. You leave all your cares behind, stepping into this lake, feeling absolute peace as you do, knowing this is so right. Simply step in. As you begin to sit, you decide to float. Simply float in this tranquil sea of love. Here, the center of your being. Allowing the energy here to wash out any and all energies that are other than a reflection of this inner sea of love. And as they come up, you simply bless them, thank them, and let them go to be transmuted for the highest and best good of all. Allowing divine love here now to work in and through you. Releasing any seemingly stuck old thought forms that take you away from absolute trust, the power and presence of God within you now. Feel love pulsating through you from your heart to your toes to your outstretched hands to the top of your head. Feel this peace permeating every cell and atom of your being. As you open up and surrender to the power and presence of divine love in you now. Feeling such harmony, oneness. Safe and secure. being one, the power and presence, divine love. Tranquil sea of love. Now, place your prayer. Divine love is working perfectly in you, your life, the world, now. Feel that truth. See that truth. Know with unquestioning confidence that truth. Resting with absolute certainty in this truth. Feeling divine love. Feeling absolute yes, it is done. Yes, it is true. Yes, I am. Feeling so blessed, so fortunate, so grateful. Feeling your heart open wider and wider to receive this gift of divine love. It's as if every part of your being has melted with your heart, and all you are is a center of radiating love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday lives, living from this place, staying centered in this place, acting from this place, speaking from this place, feeling from this place, being from this place. You and divine love are one. Divine love is working perfectly in your life, now, under grace. And so, as we began, we breathe, becoming conscious of yourself floating this tranquil sea of love within your heart center. Feeling yourself as if you're awakening. Sitting up, standing up, rising in the still, calm, tranquil lake of love within you. Seeing yourself walking back to the shore, knowing you and this lake are one. This is part of you. This is you. Breathing long, deep, slow, gentle breaths. feeling yourself come back to the surface world, conscious of your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently. As you breathe into your heart and breathe into your head, feeling such peace, such confidence, such assurance. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Have faith in divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Total confidence is faith. I am energy of love. God and I are one. Thank you, God. Om, om, om.
And it is true. God and you are one. God bless. Namaste.